This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and what I am going to be doing today is sharing with you the audio from one of the lectures at Ascend last year in 2016. And the reason I'm doing that is because that is where I am today as this episode airs. Ascend 2017 is happening the day this podcast releases, and I am over the moon to be there with that great group of people. And I thought it would be fun to give you a little piece of last year's event. And I don't know if there will be future events like this or not. I am undecided. But regardless, I thought it would be fun to share one of the lessons on simplicity and how one of the biggest factors holding many of us back is that we're giving ourselves too many options. Too many options for fat loss, too many options for food, too many options in general, and there is tremendous power that comes from simplicity. So the audio on this one is going to clearly be that of something that happened at an event in a room full of people. You'll be able to hear them laughing at me and things like that along the way. I was not recording in a recording studio, but for those of you who are willing to get past that, I think it'll be absolutely worth it because there's some good stuff in this lecture coming at you from Ascend 2016 in Nashville, Tennessee on the power of simplicity. Have a great day. But we're going to spend our last 55 minutes or so together talking about the value of simplicity. Because we've sort of put a premium on novelty, things that are new to us, or complexity, things that seem advanced, right? And I think in general we see this in terms of we put a little bit more value on the longer book because it must have more information than the shorter book on the same subject, right? Or we think that a more complicated explanation holds some value, more value, than a more simple or basic explanation. A more complicated fat loss strategy feels like it has more merit in our minds than a more simple strategy. We tend to think that that thing we don't know yet is the reason we haven't been successful versus all the simple things we do know but haven't put into practice as of yet. And we see this in everything. We see this in supplements, right? We think that because there's this complex mechanism of action of how it fires up your mitochondria means that it somehow has more value than the simple strategies we already know. The people who are doing really advanced, complicated workouts must know something that we don't know or have some special capacity or some heightened motivation that we don't have. And I think this is part of, you know, the information overload that we think new things or complicated things hold more value than more simple or basic strategies or philosophies. And the most power for change, the things that have the most power to move us from where we are to where we want to be, are usually those things that we say are too small to make a difference. And when we overcomplicate, when we overvalue novelty, new things, and complexity, create this situation where we feel a little bit overwhelmed, right? And then when we look at the basics, if we were to like pare it down to the three simplest things, that wouldn't be good enough because it's not complicated enough, right?
The simple explanation, the simple action, the small step isn't meaningful enough. But the big leap, the complex strategy, the total lifestyle overhaul feels more valuable. But it's not. Not even a little bit. I told you guys earlier that your starting point right now, today's fresh start, is right where you need to be because it's the only place you can be. But I also want to remind you that you already have everything you need. You do not need to have a better understanding of intermittent fasting, of high-intensity interval training, of the Pareto principle and 80-20. You already have about 25,000 times more information than you will ever need to achieve your goals. You're just not using it. You're just dismissing it as not impactful enough to matter, to move the needle, right? All those simple pieces that you think, meh, it's not going to move the needle. Those are exactly the things that are going to take you from A to B, from where you are now to where you want to be. It's not that you need to know more. You don't need to know more. I know you heard me say you don't need to know more, you need to do more, but I think that beyond that, you have to identify the simplest things and do them more consistently. Not these advanced things you already know, these complicated routines or procedures or strategies or plans or blueprints or protocols. Don't do more of those things, but embrace simplicity. In every aspect of your life, embrace simplicity. It is a game changer. Everything that you dismiss as too small to make a difference is the thing that makes the difference. Your success is about ridiculously simple strategies that are made up of ridiculously simple actions. That's what it is, right? Ridiculously simple strategies built on ridiculously simple actions. All of this pressure that we put on ourselves to do, to be, to embrace, to become. I promise for every person in here, it's about 10 times more complicated than it needs to be. And when you say, how can I make this more simple? It feels easier. It feels more doable. Your confidence grows. Your doubt diminishes when you come back to what is most simple. I was having a conversation at the break about, like, how do I know where to start? How do I know where I need to work? Can be so powerful to say, what would be the simplest thing I could do that I'm not doing now? We don't have to create these big plans made up of multiple strategies and beat ourselves into submission every day and berate ourselves for how we fall short. How can you make it more simple? How can you make it more simple to eat well? How can you make it more simple to move more? How can you make it more simple to be more productive at home? How can you make it more simple to improve your thoughts and your mindset? Whenever you feel like, I don't know where to go from here, too often we go to, let's learn more, let's complicate things, let's make it bigger and badder than it needs to be. And then we sort of psych ourselves out because it feels like a lot, because it is a lot. It's a lot more than it needs to be. Our success is not about the 4,000 things we know. It's about the four things we know that we do 4,000 times. For some of us, it's about the two or three things. For some of us, it's about the five or six things. But for none of us is it about the 4,000. And because you guys are obviously a group that loves information, you wouldn't be here if you didn't, and I am the same way. It can cut both ways. Because all that we know creates this pressure to be complicated, to be complex, to be totally all-encompassing, and that kind of draws us away from simplicity. What can you simplify? When you look at where you're struggling, when you look at where you feel stuck, when you look at what feels hard for you, what can you simplify? For all of us, we can say, if I did this one thing really consistently without exception, it would move the needle for me. Maybe it is totally unrelated to your body. Maybe it is if I complimented this person in my life every single day, and that was just a standard operating procedure for me. I say a nice thing to this person every single day, no matter what, that would change the game for that relationship. Or maybe it's I become steadfast about not eating when I'm not hungry. That's it. That's the one thing that I don't tell myself, no, you can't have that because that's bad, but you don't need it when you're not hungry, and you will get hungry again. It'll happen soon. It'll be all right. You just wait a few minutes. Maybe that's your one thing. But how and what can you simplify, and what is it in the area of your life where you feel the least fulfilled, where you feel that there's the biggest gap? How can you simplify it? And maybe start with just one thing. Four's way too many, right? Four times as many as it needs to be. What would be the one thing that if you did it consistently, it would change the game? But you gotta remind yourself that the decision to be consistent isn't where it ends, it's where it begins. And how many times do we make a decision and then 3 days in we feel like we let ourselves down and therefore we're a failure? No, the decision is where the work starts. So expect it to be work. Don't expect it to just happen every day because you decided that it would. Any more than a student who decides to be better at math is going to then expect to get every problem right. Yeah, no. We would kind of giggle at them if that was how they were approaching it. You're struggling with math, Johnny, and you want to get better? And on day four, you got a problem wrong, and now you think you're hopeless? You know. You're going to get lots of problems wrong, and that's part of learning. And yet with ourselves, we make this decision, and then on day four, when we get a problem wrong, we think, I blew it. No, you didn't. That's growth. That's learning. So what are these things that you can simplify and create a lifestyle where you're not trying to do 4,000 things, but rather four things 4,000 times? What does that look like for you? And I have a completely random question, but it'll start to make sense. How do you feel about the penny? I was in line somewhere. No idea. And the person in front of me, I don't stand in line a lot. I can't even think about it. It's only a couple days ago. It was just really funny. The person in front of me was like, we should get rid of the penny. It costs more to make the penny than the penny's worth. And there's this conversation between the cashier and the woman in front of me about how you know, most people feel about pennies. But generally speaking, and it's totally fine to shout it out, how do you feel about the penny?
Get rid of it.
Because it's like not a meaningful piece of currency, right? Like it's, what are you going to say, Lori?
My husband bought my first wedding ring with pennies.
So you love pennies. I think that is... I bet it did. I can't even imagine. That is so sweet.
That is the sweetest thing.
I love that. That's so sweet. But I think most people, raise your hand if you feel like it's kind of like the meh of money. Like, I don't need the penny.
If I saw a penny on the ground, I wouldn't pick it up.
She said, if I saw a penny on the ground, I wouldn't pick it up.
I'm just the opposite. I totally value it. I totally am the opposite.
Well,
it's all money.
I feel that when I see change on the ground, I pick it up and I get excited even if it's a penny, because I feel like money is money, and how you see it is how you see it in general. But that's just me. But in general, if we see, you know, pennies on the floorboard of the car, we might vacuum them up. Because, you know, they're pennies, and stopping the vacuum to grab the pennies, like maybe we would just be like, ah, it's a penny. Or to Wanda's point, we see it on the ground and like, it's a penny, it's probably dirty, it's gross. The ones that were handed out to you are probably dirty and gross, but they're pennies, right? And they're yours to keep.
No, I cleaned them.
You
vinegar and baking soda, right?
Are you joking?
Seriously.
You're...
I knew she was going to hand them out, so I put them in a little...
Believe nothing. No. No. Let me say this. If you've seen her car, you know she's lying. Nope. Sorry, don't buy it. Don't buy it. But there's a point that I'm trying to make with a penny, and I'm sure many of you have heard this point made before. But let's say that I gave you two options. And I'm not gonna, but this is entirely hypothetical. Either I give you a penny and I would double it every day for a month, or I give you $100 a day, every day for a month. Any sort of thought, what would you choose?
Penny for sure.
Penny for sure.
But that's because
just because you've heard it before. All right, you know, I think that there's such a powerful paradigm shift that can happen when we understand the power of a penny. Because I think off the cuff, before we've really thought about it, or if we haven't seen this doubling penny value for a month situation, we sort of think like, it's a freaking penny. What difference does it make? If I wanted to save up money to buy a wedding ring in pennies, it would take me half my life, right? We just think they're this tiny small currency that can't possibly make a difference. But if you said, give me $100 a day every day for a month, 31 day month, $3,100. You want to double the penny every day for 31 days? $10,737,418.24. One penny doubled every day for 31 days. It's powerful, right? It's powerful to dismiss something, and I know many of you can't read this and it's not important. It just shows what happens when we go. Even after day 7, you're at 64 cents, and you're like, screw this, it sucks, because the other person on day 7 is at $700. But I think this perfectly parallels how we get lost in complexity and novelty. The $100 bill in and of itself is more valuable, just like this more complex strategy, whether it's keto or it's intermittent fasting or it's whatever the latest, greatest, complicated fad is, it feels more valuable to us. And the poor little penny doubled every day creates wealth quickly if you're patient. Because at first it doesn't seem like it's going to make a difference. Think about how many times you've talked yourself into or out of something because you said it's too small to make a difference. There is no choice that is too small to make a difference. There is no choice too small to make a difference either way, one way or another, towards your goals or taking you further from them. Anytime you catch yourself saying, doesn't matter, it's not gonna move the needle, yes, it is. There is no choice too small to not make a difference. So the reason that I gave you all a penny is because I want you to think about what these penny equivalents are for you. What are your penny actions? What are your penny words? What are your penny thoughts? Either way, cutting both ways. What are the penny thoughts, the penny actions, the penny choices, the penny words that move you towards where you want to go? The little things that seem so small, they don't seem to matter. They're the most powerful things. They're the easiest to do and the easiest not to do. So I want you in your workbooks to really think about this. What is this for you? One of my penny actions every day is getting up early. It's easy to do, it's easy not to do. In and of itself, it feels meaningful, like I'm up. And you could argue that it's so much more about what happens next and this complicated strategy of a morning routine. Nope. It's about the simple daily discipline of getting up early. That's one of my penny actions. One of my penny actions is to move every single day. That does not mean a CrossFit workout every day, or a yoga class every day, or a trip to the gym every day, or a 3-mile walk every day. Mm-mm. It just means to like put my body through motion beyond walking to the kitchen or the coffee maker, which is in the kitchen. Important distinction. I would have one in my bedroom for easy access, but I don't. I totally would, too. I absolutely would.
Live above
the Starbucks. Yeah. I want you to really evaluate. What are your penny thoughts? That doesn't mean it's your list of affirmations or the goals that you read. Maybe, yes, I can. Or, is that true? Or, what can I do? Maybe your penny thoughts are, what's right? When you notice yourself drifting to what's wrong. Maybe your penny words are, thank you. I'm grateful for. I can, I am, I will. They're going to be different for all of us depending on what we're looking to get out of life. But look at an area where you're currently struggling. And in thinking about how you can simplify it, ask yourself, what are the penny actions here? What are the penny words? What are the penny thoughts? What are the tiny little daily disciplines that if I did 4,000 times would change my life? Like I said, it might be complimenting that person with whom you have a strained relationship right now. Every single day, 4,000 times. Arbitrary number, I bet the relationship would change after 15 days, probably after 7, maybe after 3. That's the power of simplicity. Where have you complicated things to the point where it feels overwhelming? Or there are too many barriers to action? Can you simplify it by identifying one or two penny actions, one or two penny words, one or two penny thoughts for that area where you're struggling? What if you decided that you'll only speak the things you want to bring into existence? What if you decided that your sole focus for the next 30 days is, we won't tackle thoughts, but the only things that will come out of my mouth are the things I want. Otherwise, I can stay quiet. How can you simplify where you're currently struggling? What does that penny mean in your life right now? What does that penny mean for you today? And maybe that's a question you ask yourself every day for the next 30 days. What is this penny for me today? How am I going to use this today? Where do I need this most today? And understand that going back to that penny doubling example, game changes a lot when you skip a few days. You know, just by like several million dollars in 31 days. So the little things make a massive, massive difference. And I want everyone to challenge themselves, not just today, but every day. What does it look like today for me to exercise discipline to consistency in simplicity? Say it 5 times fast.
I dare you.
But what does that look like each day? Instead of feeling like I have to map out the next 30 days of my life, the next 2 months of the year, how do I demonstrate today consistency in simplicity? Where have I just added in all this other complex stuff that doesn't need to be there? How do I get back to the simple basics? What does that mean for me today? Understanding and accepting and being totally fine with the fact that day to day that's probably going to look really different. And it should. But if you simplify all these areas of your life that matter, it's going to change the game. And not only in the way of results, right? I said, you know, change your relationship in a week if you decide I'm going to compliment this person with whom I have tension every day. It also, when it comes to your relationship with you, it builds trust. Because so many times we've tried these complex things and we've either not been consistent, we haven't done the work, we've doubted ourselves, or we haven't gotten the results that we want, and so we don't really trust the process or ourselves. And these simple things that are so easy to do are the way we build back that trust. We get momentum in results because of consistency. We build back trust by doing easy things instead of hard things. Like, you have a choice. You can get there by doing hard things and struggle your way there and feel the weight of the world. Or you can do these simple things as small as a penny, right? And change the game quickly, not only in results, but in your relationship with yourself, so you have this trust, this belief, this momentum that nobody can take away from you. You've taken it from yourself over time by overvaluing complexity and novelty, and you can earn it back. Imagine how you would feel if you picked this one simple thing you could do, and you did it every day for 14 days. You can't tell me you wouldn't feel proud of yourself. You wouldn't tell me that after going for 14, you wouldn't have more belief in your ability to get to 31. Of course you would. When you feel overwhelmed, and we all do, and we all will, and there's nothing wrong with it, but how do you respond to it? How and where do you simplify? How and where do you say, no, there's no change I can make that is too small to make a difference? It all makes the difference. You guys know that when it comes to hobbies and interests of mine, in addition to language and reading, I love finding parallels about finance and investing and business and how it kind of correlates to health. But if you think about investing, yesterday's the best day to start, but we can't go backwards. So starting now is the next best time, right? If you haven't saved money or you haven't invested money, clearly the best option is now, right? Same is true for these penny actions, these penny thoughts, these penny words. We have a tendency to be pissed about the years we've wasted, the weeks we've wasted, the months we've wasted, the progress we haven't made, but that's like being mad that you didn't start saving money 20 years ago. How does it help? You just feel like crap, right? Because you're not going back to start then. So the next best time is now. And the same is true with change. Small things make a massive difference over time. You might think, if you're one of the lucky ones that started saving money when you were, say, 25, you might think that putting away $5 a week, it's $5 a week, like, who cares? You can't tell me that over time in the financial world that doesn't make a profound difference in your life. It sure does. Not only financially, but in the routine, in the habit, in the belief, in the foundation you lay for just, this is what I do. So when my income changes, this is just what I do. It's always what I have done. The same is true for these penny actions, these penny thoughts, these penny words, these investing principles that we think of like, well, yeah, it makes a lot of sense for money. It also makes sense for your life. And you have to be patient. If you watch that savings account, that investment account, it's going to go up, it's going to go down. It's going to grow fast, it's going to grow slow. You don't get emotional about it. You're just patient. You're in it for the long game. And all of these principles that we're like, well, yeah, it makes sense for money. Yeah, it makes sense for you, too. And if you use these principles with your money, it'll change your life. And if you use these principles for life, it'll change your life. And you know what? If you use these principles for life, it'll also probably change your money. Start now. Not when you get home. Today is a perfect day to make improvements, right? Now is as great a time as any. Small is not too small to make a difference. It is big over time. Patience is not optional. You get to practice it every day. Get good at being patient. You want to know where to start? I start by trusting that small is big enough. Small matters. Small is easier, it takes less time, it takes more energy, and it pays off. Would you tell a 22-year-old just getting out of school, putting away a dollar a day is too small to make a difference? No, I hope not. And if you do, don't give financial advice anytime soon. It's not. It never is. There is no change too small to not matter, to not make a difference. And that goes both ways. So the way we kind of focus on or worry about investing in the future financially, making sure we're taken care of, making sure we have our bills paid, we have a nest egg, we have some security, double down on that for you. Because if you're not happy, the rest of it doesn't matter. It just doesn't. The first thing you should be taking care of is you. And that is true if you have kids or if you don't, if you have money or if you don't, if you have a career or if you don't. Because everything suffers when you say, not me first, or not me now, or this isn't big enough to make a difference for me. Yeah, it is. I want to talk to you about this concept called the slight edge. How many of you read the book, The Slight Edge? Okay, just a couple. It's a great book that I highly recommend. This notion of the slight edge is that the little things you do consistently, positive or negative, are purely, squarely, and forever responsible for what you get. The beautiful thing about the slight edge is that it works both ways. And what I mean by that is you can see that, like, time is only going in one direction as of today. Simple decisions that as they start out, they're small. They're not really moving the needle, right? The simple daily disciplines move you along this spectrum, and they grow and they grow and they grow like the penny. Initially, like, remember at the end of week one, we were at 64 cents. Wow, game changer, right? And sometimes we feel that way when we start making changes. I see this with new folks in the Fat Loss Fast Track. They're like, it's been a week, and like, I don't think it's working. I get it, but that's totally the opposite way of looking at it. These simple daily disciplines either start to grow and amplify like that penny, doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling. And for the first couple of weeks, it's like not that impressive. In fact, after the first 2 weeks with the penny, I think you're like maybe over like $100 or something like that. It's not much. It's not until more and more time goes by that you start to really see the payoffs. But here's what's so powerful about the slight edge. Those tiny little errors in judgment, that this doesn't matter, the I'll start tomorrow, the it's too small to count, they're doing the same thing in the opposite direction. It's working against you either way. It cuts both ways. Either these tiny little penny actions, penny thoughts. Think about telling yourself every day, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. For years. It's not too small to not make a difference. It's making a huge difference. The flip side, every day, I can, I can. I know I can. I absolutely can. There's nothing I can't do. Small seems kind of like just like a thing we say and not really moving the needle, but it transforms the way you see everything, and it's cutting both ways. These little things like, it's just a small treat after dinner. It's not as bad as I used to do. It's kind of harmless. I'm a little hungry. But is it a simple daily discipline, or is it a simple error in judgment? Either way, these things, they're not neutral. They're not just happening in space and not impacting your life. They are creating exactly where you are right now, and they will continue to forever and ever. Every single choice, there is no choice too small to not matter. None. It doesn't exist. That's not real. When we take a look more closely, and I know you guys can't read this very well, but these graphics are in the book and I highly recommend it. It's called The Slight Edge. I'll kind of read this out to you. I'm wondering if I don't. So on this slight edge, the top side is about taking full responsibility, right? It says, what's uncomfortable early becomes comfortable later. This is so major. I want everybody to kind of lock in on this point right now. On the upside of the curve, it is characterized by choices that might feel a little uncomfortable now, but gets really comfortable later. The downside of the curve says what's comfortable early becomes uncomfortable later. So the little things that we think like, oh, this doesn't really make a difference, but then we feel bad about it afterwards, then we realize it's not aligned with my goals. It feels small, it's not really gonna move the needle, it's just a couple of squares of chocolate after dinner, like, that's not the big thing. It's comfortable. But it's on one of these sides of the curve. None of those choices don't count. They all do. The more times you say, not now, maybe later, tomorrow, just this once, this small thing, it won't matter. They're all along this construction. And just like the penny, in and of itself, it's like, meh, okay, it's a penny. I might pick it up. I might suck it up with a vacuum cleaner, whatever. They all are moving one way or another. If you had a penny for every choice you made and you had to lay it on either side, where would it fall? It's an interesting thing to think about, right? Where would it fall? With your spending habits, with your health, your business, your fitness, your attitude, your relationships. If you had to classify that word, that thought, or that choice and put it on either side, where would you be going? They're moving you one way or another. And the way that these two thought processes tend to be classified is the top one is based on sort of that growth mindset we talked about earlier. I am responsible. I own my choices. What I want most matters more than what I want now. And then on the other side, it's characterized by shame, blame, neglect, avoidance, deferral, distraction, delusion. I want you to really think about that. Whenever you look at that penny, every choice, every word, every thought, every action, if this were like your science fair project, where would you put the penny? It's working for you either way. I've shared this on a couple of my Fat Loss Fast Track webinars, and I think it really summarizes the slight edge really well. Life is a curved construction, time its builder, choice its master architect. The time is going on anyway, so that slight edge trajectory Every day, every choice, every word, every action, every thought, everything, you can't get away from it. But are you going up? Are you going down? And you don't see that there are these peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys. It's the simple daily disciplines. It's the things that are easy to do and easy not to do. Your choices are the architect that determine up, down. Because the time is going only in one direction. That's why when people say, I fell off track, I'm off the wagon. Like, no, there's this time thing that just happens, and this is the way you're going, and there's no on or off. There's no pause. I need to start again. You're always going in what direction? Up, down. Simple daily disciplines. It's working both ways, whether you like it or not. It is the small things. There is no choice that is immune from that arc. None. No word, no thought, no action is without consequence. Where is it taking you? This is so boring, this statement. It really is. But it's also so simple. And when you realize, holy crap, this could be so much easier, ring easy. Instead of looking at I like the competitiveness of I'm doing a 21-day sugar detox, and it's like fun, it's exciting, it's something new. Is that working for you? I mean, if it is, great. But it doesn't have to be that much. Because that can feel like, well, I can't go out to dinner, and like, it's my kid's birthday. Am I not supposed to have cake on my kid's birthday? Like, they'll probably be in therapy. Or they'll have a podcast that will talk about me. Therapy is way easier. Right? You wish, right, Mom? No doubt. But sometimes we're like, that's it? That's all? We get sort of excited about some new workout program or some new financial program or some new diet because we love to start new things. It's not working. And it doesn't have to be that complicated or that overwhelming. It doesn't have to disrupt your life that much. It doesn't have to be something that doesn't work for your kids or for your spouse or for your stressful job or for your shift work or for your allergies or for your whatever. Master the boring shit. The simple daily disciplines. But guys, what you have to remember is that they're easy to do, they're just as easy not to do. So you have to be aware of your thoughts enough to say, am I talking myself out of this because I say it doesn't matter? And then that's when you switch to everything matters. If I was doing this slight edge thing as my own personal science project, I swear some of you are going to make posters of that and you're going to send me super glued pictures of like Penny super glued to the poster showing the upward trajectory. I think it would be really cool. But everything, every choice, there's nothing. The things you do and the things you don't do, those are both choices, right? The choice to make the good food decision or make no choice at all, to skip the workout or not go or to go to the workout, both sides of that fall on this trajectory. Everything does. So they're lovely because they're easy. They're also a little dangerous because they're easy. Right? Because we think tomorrow's just as good. And then remind yourself of that compounding penny example to say, a few days makes a big difference. Those of you who have ever been in what I call the cycle of accelerated returns know how much every little thing means. So the way that I like to describe this is, we start to do something that's hard for us, and we build up some momentum, and we start to see some results, so we feel more confident, so we do more of that thing, and then we get excited, and we believe in ourselves, and we want to do it more, because we've got this momentum, so we put more into it, so we get more results, and it feels amazing, and then life happens, and we spend a couple of days out of that cycle. Oh my gosh, getting back in is so hard, right? It's like once you start pushing some circular object, once you get some momentum going, so much easier. But then stop and come at it again, and you're like, how did this ever feel easy? I don't know, right now it feels anything but easy. And so when you think of not today for those simple daily disciplines, I want you to remind yourself of how much harder it is to start than it is to keep going. How much more challenging it is to catch up than it is to keep up. Any of you that have ever let your kitchen get a little bit out of control know exactly what I mean. It is so much easier to stay on top of keeping it pristine than it is to let it go for a couple days and then you want to stay out of it or hire somebody to take care of that nightmare for you. But the more time you spend out of that cycle, the more it grows, the more you delay, and the more time and energy it takes. Some of you are like, you've seen my kitchen? What? Totally understand. But it's that way with all things. When you say, oh, one day, I deserve a break, remind yourself of the energy it takes to start compared to the energy it takes to keep going. It is a big difference. When I say this, that what you don't do determines what you can do, it's a reminder about the power of simplifying. Because we spend, and I had asked you guys, and most of you did send me a time audit of where you're spending your time. Most of you aren't spending your time, or most of your time, in the areas that matter most to you in your life. And so what you do is really determining what you're able to do, right? And the flip side of that is also true. What you say no to, what you say that's not a priority to me to, what you say that's not simple enough for me, that's too complicated, I don't need that, it determines what you have the bandwidth for, because we have a fixed amount of energy and attention and focus and willpower, right? And we don't want to throw it away on either the things that don't matter or the things that are more complicated than they need to be or the things that are harder than they need to be or the things that we think we should do but really aren't for us or the things that we've kind of set ourselves up to achieve as an expectation because somebody else does it like this. Guys, the things that we say, I ain't doing that, that determines what you can do, what you do have the bandwidth for. What is it that you can let go of, stop doing, not hold as a standard for yourself because it's not working for you, because it's not aligned with what you want most? Simplify. Look at every area of your life and say, where am I spending time and energy that either I don't have to, or somebody else can, or it doesn't matter to me? Or how can I spend less time there or less energy there? Because when you do that, you create energy for the things that matter more to you, right? Where do you need to make those changes? If you don't feel like you have the bandwidth for the areas that matter most to you, it's time to take a serious look at where you're spending your time and energy and assess what's going to change, right? I talk a lot about snooze in the morning and how it's more than just the snooze button, right? It's more than just I need five more minutes. It's, do I do what I said I was gonna do? Do I keep the promises I make to myself? Do I start strong or do I start with excuses? And that's all true and great and wonderful. But that snooze button isn't just on your alarm clock. Most of us hit it throughout the day. When we said we were gonna work out and we say later. When we said we were gonna go stock up on the food we need to have a successful, energetic, productive week and we say tomorrow. When we said we're gonna work on that project that really is meaningful to us or spend that quality time with our partner or our spouse and we don't. That snooze button is not just on your alarm clock. So congratulations to you, and I mean that sincerely, if you aren't hitting snooze in the morning anymore and you once were, great, now move on to not hitting the proverbial snooze button all day long. Where are you hitting that proverbial snooze button in your life? I want to take the last few minutes that we have here today for you to really look at this. For you to look at, where is this proverbial snooze button other than your alarm clock? What are the things that you talk yourself out of routinely, that you delay, that you push off till later or tomorrow? What is that for you? And what does it mean for you? What would it look like in your life to not hit the snooze button? Would that be cleaning up the kitchen right after you eat? Would it be working out early in the day instead of later in the day so you don't have as many reasons to talk yourself out of it? Would it be creating a budget that you check every single week and you don't put it off because I don't want to see it? Would it be taking your progress pictures on the day and time that you said you would instead of putting it off until the week? I see nods. I see you. Instead of putting it off until you've had a better week or a better month or a better string of days, where are you hitting that proverbial snooze button, and what does it mean for you to stop?
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.